are you guys coming into that spring rush, spring prep season, and you are trying to figure out, hey, how do I really set myself up well for this upcoming season? How do I really put myself in a position where I can grow and build what I want out of my business this year, but you're not sure where to start, and you'd like to know the strategy, a plan, an exact game plan that you can follow to structure your spring so it's not crazy like every spring before now has been, where your hair's on fire, there's not enough money in the bank account, and people are calling you 24/7 and you just cannot keep up. And then you look back at the past year and you still didn't book enough work for the summer, and you just didn't set yourself up for success in the spring like you were hoping that you would, then this episode is for you. In it, I'm going to talk about the exact process of how I break down going from just a high level, hey, this is what I want to make financially, this is the kind of lifestyle that I want to be living this year, this is where I want my business to be, this is where I need my business to be to support that lifestyle, that life that I'm looking for this season, and how I work backwards from that using financial statements, very, very simple ones that anyone can understand and put together in a couple minutes, and how I break down my days, even on an hour-to-hour basis, even my sleep schedule, and the way that I dial things in that's actually easy, more enjoyable than it would be otherwise, and it sets me up for success in the spring for the upcoming season. So if you're interested in how to do that, this episode is for you. I also want to real quick apologize if the audio is really peaky throughout this entire thing. My mic decided to just blow out on me right before this episode. My name is Caleb Nguyen. I am the host of the Motivated Lawn Care Show. I run a decent sized business myself. We got our sights locked on $1 million this year, and it's been a wild ride. It's going to be a multiple of what we've done in past years, and we're super excited for that. I've been able to help a couple of other guys as well along the way grow their businesses too. So let's jump right into it. Let's talk about this. You know, I'm going to break this down. Let me see how many steps I got. I got a total of 9 steps. I know it sounds like a lot, but it's really not going to be a whole lot. So I'm going to break it down super simple and easy. And what I'm going to try to help you guys do is create structure to your spring, to the spring madness and the spring rush, and do it in a way that you can look forward to your spring, you're not killing yourself, that you enjoy every day, but that you're also just freaking hitting your goals, because that's what we're here to do. So step number one is to find out where are we going. As silly as it sounds, set a target, you know, even a slightly unrealistic one. Take a second, no phone, somewhere quiet, just sit there and be like, all right, I'm going to focus on figuring out what it is that I want my business to be this year, right? What are the goals that I'm trying to hit in my personal life that this is going to help me hit? And then what's, you know, we can definitely work backwards from there. But that's the first step, is you actually need to know what you're going for. Otherwise, you're not going to have a very good reason to go for it. And we have nothing to go off of. If you're like, I'd like to have a more profitable business, that helps nothing. It helps absolutely nothing, because having just that vague, oh, I want to be more profitable, oh, I'm trying to do this, oh, I'm trying. No, be specific. What do you want this year? What are you looking for? For example, I want to buy a bike in the spring, right? Okay, great, awesome. How much is that going to cost? How much does gear cost, training? How much was the time constraints on that? How do I need to structure my business to have the time and the money to be able to do that, to have fun, to learn how to do this, to stay safe and to do it right? You know, what does that look like? So that's step number one. You actually have to know where you're going. I know if we beat a dead horse with this and you're like, I already have all my goals written out, don't worry about it, moving on to the next step. Step number two, got it? I need you to pause. I need you to map it out financially, okay? You need a North Star. What are the numbers going to look like on a month-to-month basis? If you don't know how to write up a cash flow statement, I want you to go onto YouTube, use your ChatGPT superpowers, go on there and find out how to write a cash flow statement. Okay, it might seem daunting at first. It's really simple. You write a bunch of chicken scratch about how much money you're going to have to spend, how much money you're trying to make, how you're going to make that money on a piece of paper, and it's like a mini profit and loss, but on a monthly basis. Because does it really matter? Like, in the grand scheme of things, like, wow, this year we're going to do $600,000 in profit. Fantastic. Well, in the spring, you're upside down for enough months that you will run out of cash in your bank account before you make your big $500,000 month in profit payday in October, right? You need to know, when is the money coming in? Are we going to run out of money too early? Because the number one rule is don't run out of cash. And so I need you guys to know financially where you're trying to go, because that'll dictate the kind of goals that you're going to set along the way. So that's the basics. Number three, we're going to write down what you need to do to be able to hit those goals. How much work do we need to book? Okay, well, let's work backwards. How many door hangers do we need to do? How much in Google Ads are we going to spend? Commercial clients do we need to sign on? All those things you need to work backwards from there. Ideally, you've already done this over the past fall and you've been working on this all winter. But if you're just kicking this off in the spring, trust me, there's still time if you get on this here soon. So write it all down. Write down all the things that you have to do in order to hit those number on that sheet. And start at high level, say, we need to do X amount of jobs and X amount of this and X amount of that. Great. What do you need to be able to do that job? I need these employees who are fully trained with this equipment. Great. How do we get the equipment, hire the employees, and train the employees? How do we get the clients? How do we do those things? And then just create all the steps of what you need to do. So write all the things down that you need to do. Then I need you to prioritize. Okay, you're not going to have time to do them all. I know, shame, shocker. Things are just going to end up on the wayside. You can pick up the pieces in the summer, got plenty of time over the summer. I need you to prioritize. Find the top things. Like for me right now, it's finding employees and training them and finishing sending out all of our commercial bids. I know you're like, it's almost April. Yes, I know. But some of them don't get awarded until mid-April. And so we are cracking on with those. We have like another 100 of them to get out. We need to get equipment financing. And so we need to put together a lot of financial statements for those banks and stuff to look at. So this priorities. What is a priority for you right now? Put those at the top of the list to make sure that they actually get done and make sure that they're not the things you want to do, but the things that actually have to happen. The next step is step five, which is figure out what to delegate. Okay, and I'm not saying delegate it right away, but figure out what can be delegated and someone else can do. If someone else can do it, they're going to be doing it. If someone else can do it better than you can do it, for less money than you're worth with your time. As an example, I have an office assistant, and I'm just going to straight up say it. She's probably better at calling commercial sites than I am. She's more diligent about it. She's got me making sure she gets her job done and staying accountable to me. So she has a reason to actually do it. Whereas me, I got nobody to be accountable besides me. And so I call them, and I get distracted. I call them, I get distracted, and all this stuff, right? But she doesn't. She gets them done. And she's $19 an hour. And for me to go do a task, it has to be worth definitely a lot more than $25, $30 an hour for me to go out there and do that. So there, boom, literally cheaper than my time is worth. And she does a better job than me. So I'm gonna prioritize. I'm going to delegate out tasks like that. Step six, create your dream execution day. What does that look like? What does that even mean? So in order for you to actually keep doing the hard things, because it's going to be a lot of work, you need to find a way to structure your days in a way that's pretty much the same thing every day, and you're going to enjoy it. As an example, I, in the morning, have the same routine. I get up around the same time every morning, sometime between 6 and 6:15. I get up, I do devotions, I get dressed, all that stuff, grab a little snack, go to the gym, come back, breakfast, maybe devotions round two. And then I get cleaned up, take a shower, and get ready to start the day. So what I do to kind of, you know, enjoy the morning, on occasion, I will do like a caffeine packet, spikes my dopamine, I feel great, all that good stuff. And that's something that I look forward to. And then at lunch, I'll watch a YouTube video over lunch, right? A 15-minute YouTube video while I eat my lunch. It takes me 15 minutes to eat lunch, 15 minutes for the video, perfect. Video's done, lunch is done, clean up, get back to work, right? Something to look forward to. At night, it could be reading a book for 15 minutes and then going to bed early every single night, 10 p.m. every night. Now, I've been breaking that a lot lately, and it's wearing on me for sure, but if I have that, I know that I'm looking forward to my caffeine packet, I'm looking forward to my YouTube video, I'm looking forward to reading my book, and I'm looking forward to going to bed. That's what I'm looking forward to every single day. And so the things in between that, I'm like, we're almost there to that point. And I have them strategically kind of placed out during the day, at points in the day, so that I have things to look forward to. Tell others, stay accountable. Don't just be like, I'm going to try to grow the business. Like, tell people, because then you're going to be like, well, I kind of have to do it now. Step eight, set micro rewards. I already talked about it. When it comes to like creating a day where you execute every day and it's the same thing and you look forward to it, set little rewards along the way during the day for doing the things you've got to do. And by the way, if you don't do the things you said you were going to do and you get distracted and this, that, and the third, do not let yourself do those things that you enjoy, because that's cheating. Okay, we're not going to cheat. We're going to go straight for it. And then step 9 is execute and revisit the North Star, that cash flow statement, those original goals of what you need to hit along the way to hit your goals. Revisit those on a weekly, regularly, because a lot of things change in a week. You and I know that. A lot of things change really quickly, so we need to stay on top of those things. So here we go, action steps, right? What are we doing right now? The first thing I want you to do right now is I want you to pause this for just a second. Grab, you know, if you get your phone on you, notebook, something like that, anything that's going to help you remember, ride in the car, have someone else take notes on this for you, okay? If there's someone else in the car with you. The 9 steps, okay? I'm going to give you like a short phrase for each one of them, and you can just write down a very brief thing. So step 1, where are we going? Okay, that's just step 1. Step 2, pause, North Star. Step 3, write it all down. Step 4 is prioritize. Step 5 is delegate. Step 6 is create dream execution day. And that's kind of a long one. Step 7 is tell others. Step 8 is micro rewards. And step 9 is execute. Okay. Now, what are you going to do right now? So you've written those down, right? You've gone through, you paused it, you played it, paused it, played it a million times over. What do I do right now? Step 1, do step 1 for a few hours. Okay. You're like, bro, the world is ending. People are calling me. I don't have time for a couple hours to figure out where my business is going for the entire year. It's just my life. And, you know, I don't want to make a decision now on what I'm going to do with my time in my life. Okay, I need you just to take a couple hours. No phone, no distractions. We're not inspirational music. No. Just chill for a second. No technology, no phone, none of that stuff. Sit down and figure out where you're going. And then from there, follow the rest of the steps. So I hope that guy helps you guys kind of structure out your spring rush. Well, I know it's the exact thing that I'm doing. So if it works for me, hopefully it's going to work for you guys. I appreciate you tuning in. I'll catch you next week.